So now continuing with the discussion of variance, we have our sum of squared deviations. We divide by n, or n minus 1 in most cases, to unbias the sample statistic. And that gives you the variance. The population variance is written as sigma squared. Remember, Greek letters tend to refer to population parameters. Variance is a parameter of the population, so that's sigma squared. If we're talking about the sample variance, we just refer to it as S squared. So the variance of the sample is the sum of the squared deviations divided by n minus 1. Now, to get from the variance to the square root, to get from the variance to the standard deviation, we simply take the square root of the variance. So in this case, it's the square root of the sum of squared deviations divided by n minus 1. So we take the square root to get to the standard deviation because we want to unsquare those deviations so that we can more easily relate the metric to the raw data. Our raw data are not squares. Our raw data are simply the numbers. If we take the square root of the deviations, now we're back into the same units that we have in the variable in the first place. So the standard deviation is referred to as just sigma for the population, or S if you're talking about the sample standard deviation. Remember, it is like the average deviation, at least conceptually. It's, you can think of it as an average distance that all scores are away from the mean. It's only not an average distance, distance in the sense that we squared them and then unsquared them. But for all intents and purposes, I tend to think of a standard deviation as simply the average distance that the scores are away from the mean of the sample or of the population.